So the part that one was spoken by Schmitz, as there is by Schmitz, is by Tishnam Kenneth with Natasha. These words are hard to translate, which is by Schmitz, Tishnam Kenneth should be like we released Natasha, and also kind of released. Yeah. So Chinese, what do these words mean? Yeah. So the Ramban says that the word that Tisham Tena means that you should not sow the land, okay? And Natashta means that you shouldn't gather in the produce, rather you should leave it and allow the Anim and others to eat it. Okay? So this idea seems to be an idea of Hefka, that the Ramban understands that the word Natashta to mean that the payers should be Hefka, they should be available for everyone. Okay? And we know this is one of the mitzvahs of Shmita, is that the payers of Shmita are Hefka. In fact, that's the Rambam in source number 3, as he says, mitzvah asay the hashmit kol mersh etotia ayah. There's a mitzvah aspect to the mashmit, these words are to release everything that the land produces in the seventh year. Just to carry on with the Rambam, because he does say other things also, that he says anyone who closes his vineyard, or he locks up his field, he's been battle this mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah to allow everyone to access your parents. You have to be mashmit, is the words of the Rambam, there's the words of the chinuchah, you have to be maske your whatever comes out. So there's a mitzvah to be maske the parents trees. Yeah. Oh, very good, very good. That's what we're about to discuss. Okay. Just as a side point, before we get into the get behind it, we know normally Hefka, at least either a bono and less a killer, should be done in front of three. So in Shmita, you should be masking in front of three. Any payers, and it's only on payers which are kalash with Kedusha Shviz, all those payers, the person should be masking. Okay, which stage also is a little bit of discussion already by payers, as an issue, once they already start to be tomato, once it sprouts already, that's you should already be masking then.
So you might do this 10 times during
a year? Okay, so now, the Minister Skinner's got a Hakira, which is, Rehdovitz Hakira also, which is this idea of the Hakira Hefka. What is this idea? Is there a mitzvah for each person to be masked as Hakira's? Yeah, you have to, which is simply speaking, is the Losh and the Rambam and the Chinas, yeah? You actually have to be actively masked then? Well, no, Hashem makes it Hefka anyway. You can't choose whether to have or not. Hashem makes it Hefka. You have no choice. You can't say, no, I don't want to be masking my period. Doesn't matter. Hashem makes it hefka. Here is Shri's a hefka, irrelevant of what you're doing. So this is, again, as I said, this is the chakir of the Milchus Kenneth. They actually does Machleik, Mabit, and Beis Yosef also. He speaks out some Nachkaminas, mentioning some of them. Says, obviously one Nachkaminas a person doesn't do it. If he's not masking, so then the period really still belong to him. And if someone else takes them, he's over again. Yeah? Another one is, I said, we know that Peyush Shri's are part of the Shumas and Maizos. Yeah? Why? So simply speaking, the reason is because it's like Hefka. Hefka, one of the rules by Shumas and Maizos are that Hefka is Potter, so Peyush Shri's will also be Potter. But that's only if you hold that Hashem is masculine. Yeah, if you hold that Hashem is not masculine, each person has to mask them. So if the person wasn't masculine, something needs to be chayv and shumas and maizos. Another example, and that another thing he says is
they're for their table,
right? Yeah. Another thing he says is by chayv shloitz v'katan. Chayv shloitz v'katan is not mitzvah in any mitzvahs. So there's no mitzvah on him. That, if you hold that it's a mitzvah on each person to be market, there's no mitzvah on him to be market. So there's no reason for him to be market. So again, his payers will all be, you'll own them, and he'll and there'll be tevel, etc. Okay. The Chazanist himself brings riots this way and that way, different ways. There's a lot on the Gemara which the Mishnah Sinner brings. Which I don't know if everyone remembers in Amaskid. In Amaskid, there's a sugya, just very, very briefly. There's a sugya about if a person got captured and he was taken away, and he's got a sadeh. So what happens to his field? So the Gemara says that you can put you put a karov into his nechas, into his character to work his land. Okay, and the Gemara, there's two different scenarios. One's called netushim, one's called retushim. Okay, netushim is when he was taken away, captured, he was taken away by force. And netushim is when he left on his own. The Gemara wants to know what's your raya that how do you know that netushim, that loshon netushim, how do you know that means bal korcha? So we've got the right of rings. If you look in, it's like in the middle of source number 4. It says, the time above Matthew over there, it says, Maishna Hanach the Kari Lehu Netushim. Why are these ones called Netushim? Maishna Hanach the Kari Lehu Netushim. Why are these ones called Netushim? So Netushim, the Baal Kochan. Netushim is Baal Kochan. The Ksiv, Ashmiz, Teshamtenu, Unetashta, Hafgasa de Malta. So two things. You see, it's Baal Kochan, and that's talking about Ashmiz. And the Melech, Hashem was Machgir. Hashem made him to heaven. So that's one of the riots there. It's not kashrut to what a person does. It's Hashem says the payers of Shemitah are Hefka. Okay. The mice that the kid of Yaakov is brought by Derech HaMunah says, especially based on the Rosh and the Rambam, that mice the Rambam does say to be mashmit. It sounds like there is a mitzvah tasei, which he says that there's both things. So even though the Torah anyway is going to make it Hefka, there's also a mitzvah on the person to make it Hefka.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Simply speaking, without getting too involved in it. I think the very first year we mentioned that Shmita, simply speaking, is at least that the assays of Shmita are mitzvah assays as man grama. Yeah. In which case, nashim should be possible. Okay, so we had a little discussion about it. Yes, I have. So according to this, this is also another nafmina. If you hold that it's a mitzvah on each person, so then a woman would, if they have own asadeh, their own peers, they wouldn't have to be makkah. There's no mitzvah on them. Yeah, again, there might be other reasons why, yeah. But if you hold that it's Hashem's doing it, then it makes no difference. It doesn't matter who owns it. Yeah, it will still be. Okay.
Source
number 5,
excuse me, going to
bring some
Chazanish.
Yeah.
So it's that Shita. What about the other
Shita?
It's not connected.
Yeah,
it's
not
connected.
Yeah,
it's land owned by Nath.
Yeah,
If it was grown by and it's finished by Israel, Marmolatos, he's supposed to say it's Chayav Maaser.
Yeah.
The question is on the other sheet, is it also Chayav Maaser?
Yeah, according to Alice Sitter, it would be possible. Yeah, just think I would say. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we know it's a big one. It's the karka owned by a goy in Eretz Yisrael where it's got Kedusha Shviz or not. Okay. So if you hold that it does have Kedusha Shviz, yeah, so then the and if you hold that it's Hafgas of the Malka anyway, yeah, so then simply speaking, so which I said, yeah, the has Kedusha Shviz, then it's Hashem is maskeered, and therefore they are like Hefka, and therefore they'll be Kachet from Shumas and Maisis. Right. But if you hold not like that, if you hold like the basis of that they are Kachet from they don't have Kedusha Shviz, so in which case they would be regular Peiros, they wouldn't be Peiros Shviz, in which case they would be Tevon and they'd be Chayav from Shumas and Maisis. Okay. Fine.
It's
no good. Yes, if you came from a decent hatch, then they would have taken it. Okay. Where are we up to? Fine. So up to now we're just saying that the peers are Hefka. Okay. Now what about So very nice appeal to Hefker, but what gives you a personal right to go into the Sadr? The Sadr is not Hefker. So how can you go inside the Sadr? Yeah? So how does it help the fact that the appeals are Hefker? So here, we see that at least three sets are able to get the appeals is also Mutter. How do we see that? It's clear from the Gemara. The word, there's a Mishnah in Darim that says, yeah, but we're not going to get involved in the Mishnah. It says that a person makes a nether, that he's not going to be get hana from a friend of his. Okay. If he does it in Shvi'is, so it says, it's source number 6, it says he can be Yoyle Sof Sadehu, but, sorry, Eino Yoyle Sof Sadehu, he can't go inside his field, but Oyfalu Minachias Hanotus, he can eat from the plants, the things that grow, which are like hanging over the fence. Okay, so this seems to be contradict what we just said. It says he can't go into his field. But the Gemara asks the Kasha, the very next thing. The Gemara says, "My shnayta oichal min hanoitus. Why can he eat from these things which are hanging over? The period the hefkera in, because these are hefka. So it's shnayta shmita. So you're allowed to eat from the period. They're hefka. The Gemara carries on. Aranami akara. The land is also hefka. Yeah. Amaula. Do you know what we're talking about? But only in Anas Nalutulin, we're talking about where the trees are standing on the edge of the border, so he's able to access the fruit without going inside the person's property. He can stand on the public property, and then he can access these fruits. That's the case of the Mishnah. But in a family, Lulu too was in the middle of his field, he wouldn't allowed to go in.
But you look at the run, there's a run somewhere.
Yeah, thank you. So the run says. Yes. Amar Ula, for Omdim Ilanos Alagbulim. Okay. Ein Hakinami. The Likud Ilanos Shab M Sasad and Mutter Leyrin Asoita. If the trees were inside the middle of the Sadeh, you'd be allowed to go in. About Lilkut Ilanos Shab Omdim Alagbulim, Loi. But the ones which are standing on the border, no. Why? But the Rahmana Lo Akbar Ara Ela Lilkut Teruseha. The Torah only was masking his land with regards to be able to go pick the fruit. Hilkut, Kemusha Ilanos, Halalu, Yacho Lilkut Stam. Since he can pick these anywhere, he's not allowed to go in. So a person, you see, the fact that the Torah is mafkir the pears, it's clear to Sadar that you also have a right to go inside to get these pears. Okay, just as we're going to come back to this, but just as a slide from back to our previous shayla, if you look at the Lashon of the Gemara. When the Gemara said, back in source number 6 at the top, the Gemara's Lashon was, yeah, the Gemara said, "Maishna doyekom ina noitos." The period of hefker ina, because these fruits are hefker. Okay, but look at the gist of the run. The run says the first run. The run, sorry, and then it says, "Aranami afker." The land is also hefker. Look at the gist of the run. The run adds in a word, "Aranami rachmana afkere." The Torah was mafkered. The minchasina brings a right. At least, okay, I don't know if it sounds like there's different gears, but he brings a right from that also. That you see, the Torah was mafkered. The period fruits. Okay. Yeah, so there's two Gemaras that seem to imply that it's a Havdos, the Malka, the Torah is Mafke, the Peris of Shlis. Okay, back to our case. So, according to this, it comes out then that not only are the Peris the Hefka, but the Jews are regular, being able to access those Peris is also Mutter. The person has the right to go through that.
But you can't go in there for other reasons.
Yeah, right, 100%. You can only go in to get the Peris, which is. Yeah, that can involve the next service of the world takes a lot on what you just said, and you're not going to get involved in that now. Yeah, so you can only go in to get the period, and you also still have to be careful. You can't be magic at the field. You can't fall too much off the tree. You have to be careful. Okay.
There's a serious concern for people with groves.
With
groves like an Esther grove.
Yeah.
And the pines stand destroying the trees, and it's a serious.
Yeah. But you have to be careful. There's no hefker to be mustered.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Okay. Right. Then. Up to on source number 7. So here we said it's the Rambam. The Rambam says that Hayus was from Yuchat from Michael Adam. You can't. You're not allowed to give them to Behema to Chayus to Oipus. Okay. But if the behemoth goes by itself, yeah, and the behemoth starts to eat from the fruit which are kadosh fruits, so the lashon of the Rambam is you don't have to aim the chaim as well as zero. You don't have to move him away. You can leave him there. Yeah. Because the pasuk says that Peyushvi is also for the behemoths and the chayas that they can eat. Okay, so Derek Hamuna points out that even though the Rosh of the Rambam was not mechuyev to move the animals away, more than that, you're not even allowed to move them away. It's asur. Okay. Huh? Oh, okay, right, okay. So hang on. So we're just going to build something up for just hold on, everybody. Okay, so again, you've got. So on the one hand, we're saying that animals, you are, it's asur, if they're eating, you're not allowed to move them away from what they do. Okay,
just what kind of food is this? Human food.
Okay. Even human food. Human food. Okay, yeah.
But you can't feed it.
I understand, right? Yeah. You can't give them. That's okay. You can't go and give them human food. But if they go went by themselves, then not only you can, you don't have to stop them. You're not even allowed to stop them. We're going to get there. Okay. As opposed to, if you look at source number 8, the Rambam again, he says that I don't say it's all. As much as the stuff, the towns of Israel, which are close to the borders of the Goyim, you're allowed to put a guard over them so the Goyim don't come and the Mevazeh Peyush Shvi'is. Okay? So here we're saying you can put, at least by Goyim here, you're allowed to put a guard to stop the Goyim from coming to get the Peyush Shvi'is. Okay? Well, what?
Partially, yeah, safety.
Why? No. Even though it's Hefka. Peyush Shvi'is are Hefka for everyone. No, there's no such thing as making something as Hefka to a select few.
Hold on.
Peyush Shvi'is are Hefka to everyone. They're totally Hefka. Okay? Okay, but if
they're Hefka for everyone.
Well, actually, we're building a picture. Okay. Where am I up to? Okay. Right. Okay. So yeah, and also even though you can't be master the Agoy Peyush Shvi'is either. Yeah? But again, we're saying that let's just get our bearings again. Okay. So when it comes to a behemoth, yeah, I forgot to say one other thing. You also have to be monea behemoth from eating. If he's not eating now, you can put up a fence, you can stop him from eating. If he's eating, you can't stop him. Okay? That's a behemoth. And a goy, even though it's hefka for a goy, but you're allowed to put a shem there, you're allowed to put a fence, you're allowed to block him from there. Okay, and a goy is more than that. Yeah? The Derek I'm going to point out is, okay, it's just before source number 9, yeah, that you even have to stop the goy from eating. So it's not like the behemoth. So again, both by behemoth and the goy, before they start eating, you can lock it up, you can stop them from accessing it. That's before they start eating. Once they started eating, the behemoth, you have to leave, ask them to stop him. The goy, no, you do have to stop. So what's the difference?
No, it's not just get practical. Who's
yeah.
I have in my backyard certain fruits.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, you can ask me after. Okay.
No, it's time very important. I'm asking you.
What is the fun?
What we'll do is this time.
So again, let's get the facts. Yeah. Both of the, even though Peyush Shvi'is is Hefka for everybody. Yeah. It's Mahdi Hefka Lakor. But you're allowed to stop both the behemoth and the goy from accessing it. You can't stop a Jew from accessing it. A goy or a behemoth you can stop. If they're already eating, the behemoth you cannot stop, but the Jew, the goy, you should stop. Okay, so what's the difference? So the Derech HaMunah speaks out that the chiluk based on what the heter is, yeah, where it comes from. Behema, it's a mafurish pasuk. Yeah, the pasuk we read before the. You're right. So it's a mafurish pasuk, and therefore the behema is allowed to eat, even though the food is not even his food, it's makal adam. But you can't stop him eating. The Torah gave him special rishus that he's allowed to eat it. So therefore he can eat it. But saying can a guy go never allowed to eat it? Yeah. There's no head for a goy to eat it, and it won't have this. But that person, it's that's the one, yeah. Okay, it's lachem, it's given to Jews to eat, but not to Achaven, and therefore you should stop the goy from eating. Okay, so that's the difference between the goy and the Jew. Okay, so practically, what do you do? So most of us don't have fields in the middle of nowhere, yeah, but we have it. Some of us have a hut where there's food growing. Okay, so if you can access it from the street, then you have to leave it there. And you can't lock it up; it has to be there. It has to be open and available to everyone the whole time. Some people have a hot service, so anyway, you can access it through their house. So are you a guilty to leave your door open all the time and let the person to come in? Yeah. So the answer is no, you're not. Well, it's similar to what we found by going in a sense. Yeah, we're worried that maybe people will come in, maybe something will happen. Okay, so what do you do?
So maybe something will happen and your children get struck.
Yeah, or even yeah, maybe they'll damage your property or something. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, the person said you should put a sign up in a very visible place to say that the produce is hefka. Whoever wants can come up on the door. They'll be allowed to come in and go get the produce that they want. Okay. A sort of a nissen carrot that says that mustaba, you don't have to. It doesn't have to be available like in the middle of the night. He says mustaba that it's only at a normal time that people come and would come and be kutev and take the stuff. That's when it has to be available. I did have a shot. I asked the certain Rob last night. He wasn't sure. Not Rob, but I'm still speaking. It's that person wants to go on holiday for 2 weeks. So what happens to his cousin? Yes. What?
The key is by the name.
Yes, so maybe. Maybe that's what we have to do. Yeah.
What to do this boy? There's more serious things to say. You must stop boy.
If he's eating, you must stop.
No. Okay, so what I need to do? Sleep on this my bed here because it's open for everyone.
Just a second.
What I'm trying to say. So practically, yeah. If I will lock it, because I sometimes am learning here, you cannot go.
Yeah, no, so then you have to have a sign. You have to have a sign and say that it's locked, that the key is available.
So practically, I stuck in Jew to eat it.
Yes, that's what you stop the boy from doing. That's what
you do. Mostly, if you'd like to eat my
No, okay, you have to have it in a 3 miles away in a hurry.
I understand your idea.
Now, okay.
About the sign, can the sign say this is for Jews? Or you're not allowed to?
No, because again, it's not Hefka. Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Government will give an easy view.
Okay.
We won't have enough money to pay.
Okay. We're going to. It's a really new topic, but it's really the same type of topic. So we're going to go through it quite quickly. There's only a few more minutes.
But just imagine that it seems that you can give it to your worker, the goyish worker, right?
Yeah.
The goyish,
yeah.
There's a deal.
Right. Okay. So there's another isma of tira. Yeah, that's the first part. Also, you can't be koitzer. Okay, so there's actually two aspects of it. The one we're not going to get over. The one is sometimes you can be koitzer to improve your character, to improve the group. That's also an isma. Right, so that's what we're not discussing today. There's another isma of koitzer. It's something koitzer like a violin. Yeah? So up to now we're discussing you have to be mad to yourself, is that because you're not the Baalim. Hashem's the Baalim, it's Kiliyai. Yeah? So too, if a person he's got all the fruit in his study in his garden and he goes and he's close to all of it, yeah, that's also a way of displaying the Baalim. No, it's Shemitah, you're not the Baalim. Okay? So therefore you can't quote the way that you normally quote. Okay, we're going to explain what that means. Okay? The Torah Kehanim, which says that you are not allowed to be boitzim and koitzim kederes ha-boitzim, okay, and you need some kind of shim. Okay, now my focus is showing you on three factors to do with this. Okay, one's not as connected, but also it is connected. Okay, first thing is, if a person was showing his peiros shmita, what's the taste of the peiros? Can you eat them? Can you not eat them? That's one machlekes. So Rabbeinu Tam holds the answer. Other Rashi, Ramban holds muta. Okay, next is. Okay, when we're saying over here that you can't be kotzer keder chaboitzer, what are we talking about? Which peiros are we talking about? The ones that were shamal or the ones that were hefker? Yeah? Again, you have to do a shino in the way you are boitzer, the way and the way you kotzer. Okay? And which peiros is that? Are those the ones that you were naughty, that you were shamal? Yeah? And those ones you have to do a shino, but hefker peiros you can just gather them and collect them in the normal way. Well, no, it's the other round. The ones with your shama you can't touch. But when do you need a shino? Even on the hefker ones, need a shino. That's also machlokes as you're showing. Okay. Next point is, what is the shino that's required? So there's another machlokes as you're showing. Yeah. Some say that machlokes is the amount. Yeah, the Rambam says it's the amount. How much you take? You can only take an amount that you need just to keep going, as it were. So machlekes also means enough for three meals or enough for a few days. Okay? And others say no. You have to change it in the keen that you use to harvest. That's what you have to change. Okay. So again, up to now we're saying that there are what? Yeah, according to that, the Pashtas, yes, yeah. If not, it seems to be that we hold that the amount is the like the Rambam, that's the crucial thing. The Chazon says, and okay, let's say we should do both. Yeah, if you're unable to do the Shino for whatever reason, then it's the state there. But the amount you should change. So again, just to summarize, we're saying that there's one machlokes is showing whether if the payers were Shamo, is it after or mutter? Yeah. Next machlokes is what. When you have to do a shino, on what's that going on? Is it going on the peiros which is shamo? That's where you need a shino. But if the peiros were hefker, then you don't need any shino. You can just gather harvest them in the regular way. Yeah. Or no, the ones which are shamo, you can't gather at all. You can't harvest at all. The shino is required even for the ones which are hefker. Okay. And then the next machlokes was what is the shino? Is it the amount or how you're doing it? What kelim are you using? You can't use the regular kelim. Okay, so therefore,
for peiros of the sixth year that are growing on the seventh, and you're harvesting them on the seventh, there's no restriction at all. You can use
100%. As long as it's not improving the trees, then that would be perfectly acceptable. Okay, so that was basically most of that. Where have we time? Huh? So you should, discussing exactly why. Some say yes, some say no, it's not so posh. It's a good shot, yeah. And the Chazanish says that the Issa Daraisa of being boitzer the way that in the wrong way is only for the Baga. It's still Issa Darabon and others, but okay, only an Issa Darabon. Yeah? So the Baalim is the one who can't be boitzer in the wrong way. It's his deal. So he's showing that by being boitzer in the wrong way, he's showing, look, I'm still the Baalim over there. But for someone else, at least in our Torah, there's no sense that he's the Baalim. He's not the Baalim.
So he comes back and says,
according to the Baalim, you still can't. Okay? One more point, just. As you can see, number 15. You're not allowed to be boitzer before the fruit reaches a certain stage. Basically, before it's edible. Yeah. So that's also a type of being at least one chapter that you're being massive the peiros that way. Yeah. So being cutting down your fruit before it's edible is also a type of hester. You're being massive the peiros. Not really edible now. And therefore, you shouldn't do that. And Rosh Hashanah Olam from the start of it. Once you reach the let's just go with the time for when a sign comes to Mysore, where it's basically his royal for Akina. Of course, nowadays people don't eat like that. People only eat the fruit when it's fully ripe. Thank you. When it's fully ripe. So maybe nowadays you can only even take your fruit off once it's fully ripe. That's his suffix, and I think we will start there.
Check it out before.